I'd like to call this meeting to order. Requirement of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published on the bulletin board at Borough Hall and in the Star Gazette, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Will you all please rise and join me in saluting the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Leva, here. Alba.
Yes, here.
Leon.
Here.
McDonald.
Here.
Valentine.
Here.
Hagan.
Here.
Boyle.
Here.
Okay, first up on our agenda, we have the minutes of the regular meeting of March 16th and the budget meeting of March 22nd.
I'll move the regular meeting of March 16th as well as the budget meeting of March 22nd.
Second.
Is there any discussion on either of these minutes? Yes, ma'am.
On the 16th, under the committee report, I wasn't sure, like, why we have a redevelopment committee, concession stand committee, and a recreation report, but we don't. Did I miss something? We now have a concession stand committee.
That was from last year.
From last year, this was in the it's an oversight. We had health last year.
Oh, okay. Because so you're missing the cable. The cable.
Yeah, so that's all that we. It'll be corrected.
Okay, and then on resolution 71, there's no roll call.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain on the 16th, yes on the 22nd.
And we have some correspondence.
Move we accept the correspondence and we'll act on the others that need it.
Okay, second. Okay, any discussion on the first two, the Washington Borough Fire Department Emergency Management Quarterly Report? Any discussion on that one?
Emergency Management.
What did I say?
Fire.
Okay. My bad. I'm sorry. Emergency Management. Any discussion on that one?
Just to let everyone know that he is planning a upcoming meeting of the committee.
Any discussion on the other two? Okay, all in favor of receiving and filing these? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Now, two of them are requests for outdoor tables. I'd like to make a motion to approve those.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion as far as approving that goes? As I understand it, they do have to be brought in at night. Is that correct, Mr. Taylor?
It's
my
understanding.
Okay. Maybe we just make sure that each of these applicants are aware of that.
Yeah.
Okay, any other discussion on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions. Okay, at this point I'd like to open up the audience portion for any remarks, petition statements, or testimony from guests that is not already on the agenda. You got the White House people.
Hi, my name is Rachel Simonti. I live on Carlton Avenue. In March at the first council meeting when the auditor was here making statements pertaining to the sewer department and everything, he made a statement saying that it would help if people could pay a couple months ahead, then they would have monies to work with. Well, in January, when I came in to pay my sewer bill, I paid 10 months ahead, okay? Now, my bill came for this last month, and instead of the $45, I was, of course, charged the $52. Now that's misrepresentation. I have my cancel check with me. On my check, I had put 10 payments for sewer, 10 months of sewer, and that's misrepresenting the money that I gave your agent and that your treasurer cashed my check for. So now.
We should probably deal with that at the the window downstairs during the week?
Well, I think the issue, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is you're asking, since you prepaid at 45
mm-hmm.
and the rate changed, you're requesting the rate stay at 45 for those 10 months?
Well, you accepted my check and it was cashed at that amount.
That's kind of what I'm saying. What I'm getting at is anyone can prepay any municipal taxes, whether it's property tax, whether it's fines, whether it's sewer. In January, if a property owner decides to pay their, say, 6 months of their property taxes, and then the budget's adopted and the rate may change, the balance is prorated the rest of the year. The same with this. If the payment was paid in January for the entire year, and part of the way into the year, the rate change as this, there will be the retroactive amount applied to the balance owed for the year. I mean, just because we receive a prepayment doesn't, I mean, anyone could pay partial payment. In this case, you paid part.
Well, yeah, I know. I've spoken to four other different people who have done this, and I got a call from a man in Florida who goes away for 6 months, and he heard about it, and he's really upset because he thinks he's going to have a late charge mm-hmm. Tacked on now, and because his monies are going to run out before he gets in because he pays $45. And he's really upset, and he said he does not have a late charge tacked on because...
I mean, you can have that person contact my office or the tax office, and we can speak with him. I don't want to misspeak until I see his property tax information and sewer information.
It's not tax, it's sewer. Talking about sewer. I'm not talking taxes to you. I'm talking sewer. S-E-W-E-R. Sewer.
If you prepay a sewer bill and the rates change, the property owner is still obligated to pay the difference when that rate went into effect.
All right. I have a balance of $300-some-odd. I want my money back because it's obvious that the people keeping books in this town don't know how to keep books. So I want my money back.
A balance of $300?
Yes, because I paid $450 to begin with, sir.
So you're...
And I still have a balance of $300-some-odd. I'm sorry, that's the only thing I walked out of the house without. Okay? And,
if the council wants to authorize the return of the money, there's no reason that can't be done.
Wouldn't this just be done between your office and the finance?
Well, no, any refunds have to be approved via resolution. If council authorizes refunding to date, the next meeting is the 20th. By then, the May bills will go out. We can return the unexpended amount from May on to Mrs. Monchi if council approves.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll make that motion. Mrs. Monchi's money ought to be returned to her.
That's fine. Sure. Second.
Any other discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
We'll have a resolution prepared for the next meeting.
Yeah,
for the 20th.
Well, misrepresenting the money, and I think it's fraud.
Good evening. Christina Wojkowski, 24th South Prospect Street. And good news is I'll be very short.
Okay.
We have a number of questions, six, which we would like to submit in writing. First, the manager, maybe he can take a moment and tell us when we can expect answers. And that is basically
this week.
Oh, okay, it's the community.
Which one?
Mrs. Wojkowski, you would like a letter answering these questions?
Yes. In written format. It doesn't have to be a formal letter.
Addressed to you? I need to address it.
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
When the CFO will be in this week, I can run somebody by her and get information for her, I say, within next week.
Okay. Thank you.
May I ask Christina a question? Christina, hi. Item 4 isn't in a question.
What does item 4 say?
We recognize a big improvement in appropriations part of the budget, namely the removal of salaries and wages.
No, it's not a question. It actually was a compliment.
Thank you.
Oh, really?
Anyone else?
Thank you, Bob DeLailbrook, 86 West Stewart Street. I have a question. Do we have a formal, or has it been posted, the outline for the full forensic audit details on the website so that bids can be obtained?
On the website right now is the public notice that says we are, the borough is soliciting proposals for forensic audit services. The package itself, the document, is about 19 or 20 pages. If anyone wants it, it's a public document. There's no charge for it. We just keep track of who received it, so then if we ever issue any addenda between now and the receipt date on the 29th of this month, everyone can be notified.
Okay.
And if you want one, you know, just shoot me an email and I can email it. I just need to keep track of who gets it in case I have to issue any addenda.
Okay.
You're not going to bid on it, are you, Mr. Dolan?
What's that?
You're not going to bid on it, are you?
Oh, heck no.
The short version of what it says is it says, this is what we're looking for, this is the minimum criteria, provide us a quote for these services. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I said once they're received on the 29th, they're received and opened in public on the 29th, I acknowledge receipt of whomever bids, I acknowledge receipt of the amount proposed. Interviews will be scheduled by the governing body as they choose, and then the contracts can then be negotiated with the professionals.
To explain, because I'm not sure of the process, because we talked about bidding processes and other things, are those sealed bids then that are reviewed by the council, or how does
sealed,
that work?
What it's called is called request for proposal. It's a sealed proposal. What that means is, hi, I'm ABC Company. I want to bid on this forensic audit. These are my credentials. This is the statutory information I need to provide you with. This is my fee schedule.
Okay.
That information then gets reviewed to make sure the submission, all the legal documents have been submitted. There's, you know, a half a dozen documents that the state says you need to have from every vendor.
Okay.
Once all of those are received, council gets a list of what I refer to as tabulation list, you know, vendors, attached, provided proposals. They met all the legal requirements. They get copies of the submissions, and they advise me whether or not they want, who they want to bring in for an interview.
Okay.
And during the interview process is when the negotiation between the council and the firm or firms, whoever it is, takes place. It's
so
not like a bid in the sense that the lowest price prevails.
Okay.
It fluctuates. You know, if you go out and buy a car, lowest price for the car wins. This is not a static purchase. This is a live purchase that changed. The purchasing laws allow negotiation between the governing body and the professional.
Okay, so that once the bids are complete with all the documentation, it goes to council, and then they'll review that, and they'll call in who they want in terms of...
They'll say, okay, Rich, bring in A, B, and C.
Okay.
And then we'll schedule interviews for...
So that the council decides then who to bring in to look at.
Right. Professional service contracts are above my authority. They can only be awarded by everybody.
And is that normally done in a regular council session, open to the public, or...?
No, it's considered contract negotiation.
Okay, so that's a closed session.
That's correct.
Okay, and these the criteria that set up that we can obtain, and you said it was free for taxpayers.
Free for anyone.
We get anybody? Okay, so anybody that wanted to bid are not paying for that.
That's correct.
They're just they're
now, what you can
contacted.
Charge for. Typically, what we tend to do is when I can email something to someone, obviously there's no reason
right,
to charge.
Right.
If we're talking
sense.
A big construction project with 50 sheets of bid specs and plans, that's a different story. You charge for the materials, but
okay.
In this instance, there's no charge.
Okay. All right, great. And then your email would be on the website like it's usually.
Yeah,
and
absolutely. You can
email, that.
You can call, and just give me your email address, and I can shoot it to you.
How realistic is it in terms of time frame? Because I know that you said the 29th of April to receive some bids and go through the whole review process to see if all the documentation is there. And do you have to set up the meeting prior to the 29th?
No. Well, I receive it on the 29th.
Okay.
I forgot what day that is. But either way, on something as simple as an RFP, it might take me a day, maybe 2 days, to go through and make sure it's all proper.
That's a Thursday. Right.
It's a Thursday?
Yeah.
It's in the morning. More than likely by Friday, the digital copies of everything will be on CD for councilors.
Okay. May I inquire, have you received bids yet?
No. No one. It's been out. I notified 17 forensic accounting firms in New Jersey that if they're interested, they're more than welcome to apply. I went on the National Forensic Society's website, I think it was called, and I just said New Jersey, and
okay.
The firm that came up, I just faxed them a notice, said, you know, here's the notice.
Excellent. When did that go out?
2 weeks, so?
Not the Thursday before Good Friday, so almost
okay.
2 weeks ago.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Is there anyone else? Hearing none, I take it a motion to close the audience portion.
The double laptop, stuff like that.
Second. Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Next up, we have an ordinance, 5-2010, amending our Recreation Department program fees.
I'll move ordinance 5-2010.
On first reading.
I'm sorry?
On first reading, right?
Yes.
Just each of us.
On first reading.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion on this?
Yeah, Mayor, I do. Just, sorry, continue.
Last year in 2009, the total amount of non-borough residents, senior citizens that bought pool membership was 3. So I don't see how the impact would be to the pool with those numbers. Thank you, Mayor.
I just think the minimum should be 0 since originally Councilman Boyle, you know, requested. Zero. I just think if this is just for program fees, the minimum should be 0. Just this way, as the recreation director, he could recommend 0.
It's a reduction.
No, the original ordinance was 0-0, and now it's changed to 40-60. I think the minimum should be 0.
And it is 0 for the borough residents, for the borough
right,
senior citizens.
Right.
This is just for the
non-borough. The minimum, I think, should be 0.
Mr. Mayor, if council would remember, the reason we made this change is we felt that some people on council felt that it wasn't fair that non-borough residents would be able to benefit from the pool at no cost, and the residents of the borough would be footing the bill. So that's
right.
Why
well,
the change.
Just by setting the minimum to 0 isn't going to, you know, the recreation director could still make it. Whatever.
Could make it 0.
Excuse me.
It could make it 0.
Higher.
Yeah, or we could make it higher.
Right.
We don't have to approve 0. But
if I may just cover, last year it was set at 50. So they went 10 below and 10 above. Just so you're aware.
Yeah. I agree. I still think the minimum is too high. I mean, for out of borough people, you know, they should pay something at a minimum of $10. I don't agree with these figures. I think, again, we're looking at senior citizens. Even though they're not residents here,
I don't have a problem amending the ordinance for $10 minimum, 60 maximum.
Okay.
Is everybody comfortable with that? No, Mr. Higgins? Your
no.
Objection to it?
When it was presented that the recreation director, you know, he presented it as 0.
Okay, so your objection is just that it's not 0.
Right.
Okay. The majority feels that $10 is, they would like to amend this ordinance. $10 for the minimum. Mrs. Levy, you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
Okay. No, Mr. Higgins. Mr. Boyle?
No.
Okay. And Mr. Valentine?
Yes.
For the maximum of 60?
Yes. Mr. Cione, yes?
Yes.
Mr. Housel? Yeah. And I'll go yes. Do we need to reintroduce to do that?
No.
Simple change?
You got a motion to amend?
Yes.
You need to vote on it.
I'll make a motion to amend the original ordinance, minimum $10, maximum $60. For resolution 5-2010.
Second. Okay. Any other discussion on this? Roll call, please.
Cione?
Yes.
House?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Higgins?
No.
Boyle?
No.
An ordinance amending recreation department fees.
Need a motion to approve on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? Roll call, please.
Housel?
Yes.
Theo?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Boyle?
No.
Higgins?
No.
Valentine?
Yes.
Weaver?
Yes.
Public hearing of ordinance 5-2010 will be May 4, 2010, an advertisement of the public hearing in the Star Gazette of April 15, 2010.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on the publication date? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Neither.
Aye. Do you mean nay?
Nay.
Sorry,
the abstentions. Okay, that brings us to our reports, issues and details.
Move we file reports.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on any of the issues?
If you don't mind, Mayor, just to indulge. Rich, do we have a plan on the pothole repairs? This is a pretty extensive report. But did the DPW give you any idea when they would really be attacking these issues?
Obviously, we got hit hard with the winter this year, and I met with John Byrd last week. He's prioritizing his list, and he's going to get it to me, he said, this week.
Okay, this week?
I don't want to misspeak, but he's compiling the list now. Obviously, the larger ones we're addressing now, and he's creating the list for proactive addressing them thereafter.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Liz, can I
listen? Oh, I'm on. The list is being compiled by the DPW director. Is that better? The list is being compiled right now by the DPW director. The major ones are being filled in as they're reported. The minor ones are being composed of, and a priority list is being set for the rest of them. We wait for a certain amount because this way when we buy the material in bulk, it costs less.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Committee reports. Do we have any committee reports this evening?
Councilman?
Go ahead, Terry.
Speaking to the manager today, or yesterday, I forget when it was exactly, but happy to report we have a pre-construction meeting on Thursday, correct?
That's correct.
Still going on?
Yeah.
For the DPW garage. So that will be underway again.
Sure. Who's on that committee, Councilman?
I am. I believe you are.
Well, that's why I'm asking. I didn't know you were having a meeting.
I didn't. It's just the phone conversation.
Oh, today?
We're going to be discussing that in an executive session. There are some issues.
I love that word.
It was just, I called Rich about something else, and it happened to come up in conversation.
Okay. Thank you.
Councilman, you had something for the shared services?
Yeah, thank you very much, Mayor. I went to the county shared services meeting. Councilman Higgins attended. Real quickly, we had Assemblyman DeMaio and Peterson and Senator Daugherty there. The municipal court was brought up again from another municipality about the decision that was made. Assemblyman Peterson said that his office would definitely look into that letter that was given to us. We talked about construction service, construction code. Different municipalities are now advertising that they have the resources for electric plumbing, building, things of that nature. I haven't yet compiled a report yet. I've been kind of busy, but I just want you to know it's moving along quite nicely. There's a lot of give and take. I did talk to the town of Belvedere about their garbage collection services, things of that nature. Not making any decisions, but just having that dialogue open. That's all I have.
And just continue on with the administrative office of the court. Mr. Smith from Senator Daugherty's office was going to coordinate with all the assembly people to make that happen, and the administrative office is reconsidering their decision. That doesn't mean they're going to change their mind, but they have agreed to reconsider it. Any other committee reports?
Senior citizens, I received a letter yesterday. Actually, it was an email, and they are looking for it's called the Mary Louise Christine Outstanding Senior Citizen Award. If anyone that's interested would submit names to the Senior Citizen Advisory Committee that we have, you can send it to my email or send it to
the website too.
And it's on the website. If you would please let us know, we have nominations. Also, there's May 2010 is an Older Americans Month. I will be giving the manager a copy of a proclamation to have for the next meeting.
Any other committee reports?
Mr. Mayor, on Thursday, I haven't had an opportunity to talk to Terry yet. Terry, we're planning on a sewer subcommittee meeting on Thursday at 6 p.m. here. Can you make it in the conference room?
Yeah.
I want to go over Stephanie's stuff here, and there's some things that I asked the manager for yesterday. If we can really ask questions.
Oh, yeah.
So that's Thursday at 6 o'clock here.
Any other committee reports?
Janine, do you want to go with the grant?
No, because
I'll just wait till April.
Okay.
I have a couple of updates, Scott. The Finance Committee, we submitted the FAQs that the Finance Committee was able to obtain from the citizens as well as the people on the grant Finance Committee. We submitted those to the manager for him to either answer or disseminate to the CFO and the auditor. I know the CFO was busy in her full-time capacity job doing the budget for Bridgewater. So we should be getting the answers to those questions probably within the next 2 to 3 weeks. Once we receive those answers, they will be posted on the website, probably on the home page as well as the financial page. Basically, I think we had 26, Pat, questions?
Yeah.
Right? About 26
good questions.
Good questions from everybody. The citizens really stepped up and gave us some really good questions and positive feedback on the committee. They seemed pretty excited about the idea. So they should be up probably within the next 2 to 3 weeks. And again, the questions were generic questions related to finance, whether, you know, why is my sewer bill going up, those types of questions. A lot of the questions from people that we've had in these sessions, you know, we took those questions and put them on the list. So I think you'll be happy with the list. And if you think of any other questions, it's sort of an organic type of document. There's no reason to say we can't update it continuously. Second update is the Park Committee. After the last meeting, we found out the next day that the bids lost their financing for the extension. So the remediation work that has to be done still hasn't been done by the owner. They don't have financing in place. So at this point, the park project is on hold until such time that the bid and the owners figure out a way to remediate the site to DEP satisfaction. Once that happens, we'll begin discussions again about the purchase of the park. As of now, we have a meeting on the 26th of April with the Business Improvement District just to go over some finer details, but I would expect it to be kind of in a holding pattern until that site is remediated. Website committee, nothing new to report. What else? As an aside, it's not a committee, but one of the big discussions here has been about garbage pickup. What do we do about garbage? Do we keep it as is? Do we privatize? Do we shared service? All those types of options. So basically, I came up with a proposal, and I've been working with Councilman Boyle as far as his capacity in the shared services committee. To put together a proposal for council and also put it on the website and share the information for the citizens. Essentially, what I'm going to look at is four potential options for garbage. The first option is leave everything as is, do nothing. We have a contract already with Blue Diamond, and just leave that in place. The second option would be a shared service agreement with one of the municipalities that has garbage collection. So we identified Hampton, Glen Gardner, Oxford, Phillipsburg, and I'm missing one, Belvedere. So those are the areas around us that have their own garbage pickup. So Mr. Boyle is going to be working with them to at least establish dialogue to see if there's any interest. The third option would be to purchase a vehicle of our own, hire additional staff to man it. That's probably the most research that I've had to do so far as this particular project because of the there's a lot that goes into that. And the fourth option would be privatization, similar to what Hackettstown does, similar to what Washington Township does with owned private carriers. So those are the four options. I'm hoping to be able to submit it to council by the second meeting in April. I'm still working on some final numbers. Again, a lot of the numbers are going to be somewhat subjective because things change, like fuel costs go up, stuff of that nature. But we do have some pretty hard numbers, so that's pretty much where I am with that, and again, that's going to be posted on the website. It's not going to recommend any decision. It's basically just going to put the information out there and see, you know, help council decide on an educated guess as to what they want to do, what direction they want to follow. So I can't really get into too many details right now because it's still in the preliminary stages, but I have been, again,
Councilman Boyle's going to be working the shared services aspect, and I'm going to be working the other three options. So if anybody has any questions about it, you can contact me directly. But right now, I'm not actually ready to share any information yet because I'm still verifying a lot of the data.
That is not a committee yet.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Any other committee reports? We'll move on. We have no new old business. We have new business. Councilman Higgins, you said you wanted to discuss Mrs. Lewis's proposal in the sewer committee.
Yeah.
Subcommittee. You think we should hold off on that until next meeting?
If anybody has any comments that we can take to the meeting now, we'd appreciate it.
Okay.
If you could just let me know like where the money will come from to pay for her services, at what like line item in the budget, and then. I guess we'll have a resolution to actually approve the scope of services thing.
Yes.
And then, if it is approved, if she could just also, I know she gave some information on number two, but she definitely has to update the audited data, even going way back many years, not just the year she does not have. That's important.
I guess I'll hold mine for the committee meeting. I have a few
questions. Yeah. Anything else anybody wants to add before the committee meeting on this?
I do.
Good.
I just asked the committee to let us know where they'll get the money to pay for the services to do the forecasting out for the sewer utility, and also in the creating the spreadsheet model, I requested that certain numbers that she has be updated back from prior year audits.
Sir?
Why isn't the sewer bill predicated on the amount of water you use? If people use more water, it's all going through the sewer system. So another municipality, I noticed that
when
the
we
sewer
first
bill is higher if you use more water.
Yeah, when we first went through this process, that was one of the options that was discussed. It was decided by the council at that time to go on the equivalent dwelling unit. Some of the arguments were made, well, people go out and water their lawn and it's not going into the sewer. Why should they pay for that? People fill their pools. Those who have them, why should they pay for that, for the sewer charge because it's not going in? Personally, I agreed with you. I think the water charge should have been part of it, but it was the decision of the council at that time to do it on an equivalent dwelling unit as opposed to by a water charge.
Yes.
We revisited that a few times. This came up a couple meetings ago, and one of the other things to add to what the mayor said, one of the problems with having it on the water bill, there is no definite revenue that's coming in every month, and that's one, or every year. So in times like this, let's say people cut back a lot on their water bill and or their water usage, well, then there goes your sewer revenue, and you still have the cost of running the sewer plant. So you have to have a, excuse me?
Is that why it went up 13.5%? And I didn't know it was going up.
We had discussions on that in council for a couple meetings. Let me just finish. One of the reasons that we did it that way, so we do have the definite income every month or every year, so we can project that out.
Just as an aside to that, what Councilman Houser was saying is there's a portion of your bill that goes to pay for operating expense, and then there's a bill that goes to pay it off. 10 years ago, the plant was built because the state was going to fine us, or they actually did fine us.
Yeah.
So we took a loan from the wastewater trust fund, I believe.
The environmental infrastructure trust.
Thank you.
Like
now, I know this is no consolation to anybody, but in 2017, that bill is going to be paid for the construction of the sewer plant. So that bond will be paid off. So then you'll see a reduction in your sewer cost.
Maybe. By then it'll be time to redo the plant.
The
Mrs. Witkowski, you had your...
Yes, Mayor McDonald. I have a question. Being that I think we're overlooking something. It is a self-liquidating utility, and it is billable. This dovetails into one of the questions that I have there. It's not, unlike the municipal budget, where we're working on the budget, to come to a point to establish a tax rate. We know the income, the revenue, ahead of time already, so I don't see why those, the total number of EDUs, where one EDU is already has incorporated the sewer charges as well as the debt charges. That's how the EDUs are being calculated to begin with. So I don't see why projections take a deep financial analysis when all we really need to do per year, get the yearly rate, and multiply it with the number, total number of billable EDUs. Is that correct, Rich?
That's correct. It's either $37.94 or $38.94 is the total billable EDUs. And I'll confirm that.
About $3,800, yes. I will close. So, I repeat, I don't see why we need really sophisticated analysis for this. On the municipal end, yes, I'm always in favor of analysis.
Are you referring to the EDU projections?
Yes.
All right. Now, what that's supposed to be is what was done in 2000. A report was generated. I'm sorry?
It was also done in 2005. Right.
The report was done that said, okay, this year the EDUs are this rate. Every 2 to 3 years, revisit it based on your current debt structure, current operating costs, and adjust your EDUs. As we have, everyone knows from previous conversations, that was not done in the past. What I proposed and council approved, at least for me to get the initial quote for, was to do it from 2010 on. Now we'll have the next 10 years what the projected EDU costs should be and when they should be revisited. The EDU increase previously of $7 per month had to do with the fact that we're looking at a $300,000 budget shortfall in the sewer budget for 2010.
Well, I didn't want to bring up a lengthy conversation, but again, I stand by my point.
Well, maybe Mrs. Witkowski, you could attend the sewer subcommittee meeting, and you know maybe get some answers on that.
Okay.
Mrs. Sloan?
I think it's advantageous at this point to explain. Some people don't realize that the sewer bill is separate from other municipal
functions. Yes.
So if some of these questions are directed, they don't realize that the sewer comes, that's a whole different ballgame than the regular budget. So I think that should be made clear because it's not right now. And the hookup, the water usage was not the point when the budget for the sewer was brought up. It was the cost of hooking up a little meter on your own house, which would have been, for everybody's house, we would have all had the cost of hooking up a meter which said how many times it took. It was a lot easier to just say, you are hooked up per hookup, not how many times it's flushed, it's just that you are on the line. And that's why you may think that it's unfair, but it would be really unfair if we went around, or somebody, not me, for God's sake, but if somebody went around and put a little meter on all our sewers, all our lines going into the sewer main line. And that would be very costly.
That's true.
Extremely. Thank you. I forgot about that.
Well, I mean, I think it's because there's more people here that don't understand it. And every, it seems like every other meeting we come up with why I pay less or why I pay more. And it has nothing to do with flush. It has to do with hooking it up. So we should be grateful, actually, that we're not paying per, you know, because that would be a science to make sure that that...
The wheel keeps going around. Mr. Kresser, you had a question?
Yeah, Joe Kresser.
I believe the water company already does this, Mayor.
The water company can measure what's coming into your house, but not what's coming out.
Correct. So, and they also bill out to different municipalities on that. Whatever comes in, they bill because it's going out.
Yeah, and that was discussed, you know, using how much water was coming in.
But this is not a special meter you need or any of that stuff. We already have meters in our home.
But that's where we got back to the discussion of, you know, you filled your pool, you watered your lawn. Not saying right or wrong, just saying it was part of the discussion.
The same thing as one guy having one person at home.
Right.
You know.
Scott. What Mr. Sloan was talking about was a meter on the sewer line going out of the house.
I understand that, Gary.
Okay. All right. And that's what's expensive. And back in the 1970s and 80s, when we first built the plant, they were just coming up with sewer meters, and the cost was extremely high per house.
As of now, Terry, the water company does it for different municipalities.
Sewer meter?
They don't have a sewer meter. They still use sewer with their water coming in.
Right, that would be based on your water bill.
Yeah.
And that's where the problem is. People would have different fluctuations of use.
Same thing.
No, it isn't. It's two different animals.
Mr. Gresham,
you're taking advantage of one person at home.
Ma'am, in the back, you had a question?
In the past, what was happening was, it was two things. The first part was in 2000, it was projected out 10 years what our operation and debt costs would be to operate the sewer utility. And the professional said at the time, every 3 years, the borough needed to revisit the monthly sewer fee to account for increases in operation and increases in debt payment. It was never adjusted during that 10-year, let me clarify. It was adjusted once during.
Why would there be an increase in the debt?
Debt, depending on how the debt's structured, a lot of times debt starts off low with municipal debt, and it works its way up, and then it peaks and hits zero. Similar, not exactly. But that's the way municipal debt is structured. You pay your principal and interest, and the principal and interest amounts fluctuate each month, or each year, I should say, not month. And what happens is, make it easy, say 10 years ago it was here. The debt worked its way up, and then finally, by 2018, our last payment, 17, our last payment's made, and then it dropped down.
We're only talking about the
sewer. That's correct. We're only talking about the sewer utility, not municipal government operations.
The other thing is, why can't they take people's usage based on 9 months? Because we're not going to, like they say, water your lawn, that doesn't have a sewer.
When it comes to sewer billing, there's probably a half a dozen different mindsets on how sewer should be built, on water usage, on actual discharge amounts, on EDUs. And every one of them has their pros and cons. And you'll never find two engineers that are ever going to agree to which method is the best and most equitable.
As a person living as one person in one house and the four houses that are around me, there's only one house that's got 50 people, and everybody else has one. Yet right across the street, we have somebody has six kids and two adults. And you're just not going to tell me that that's fair.
Residential homes have a minimum EDU. It increases when you have multifamily homes, commercial and industrial.
They pay $45.
No, that's correct.
Until you guys had it raised to $52 or whoever raised it. Up until that time, I thought, well, it's part of the scheme in the town. But 15.5%, I didn't get any increase. You know, and that's just not right.
Mr. Dahl, one question. In researching a lot of this, and a lot of citizens are, we've come to discover that the sewer, because it's a separate entity, is often used as a slush fund, and things are transferred in and out to compensate. Do we follow that practice here in the borough?
It was prior to me. It's not since I started. That's what's referred to as interfunds. We stopped that. That's what's referred to as inter-funds.
But we never transferred sewer funds to the general municipal.
No, correct. What it is you can take from sewer capital to sewer, Excuse me, let me clarify. You can take from sewer to sewer capital and then sewer capital to current. You can't take sewer to current. The short version of it is, if you think of the municipal side and the sewer side, yes, you can take from one and put to the other. There are certain restrictions. It is perfectly legal. But the concept was, you take from one to offset the other, but you need to repay it.
Right. But the accountant did say that we were doing that. So you're saying we're not doing
that? No. We were doing that in the past, interfunds.
We're not doing it.
No. What we're doing now is paying the funds back. So if I had $10,000 at some point in the past went from sewer to current, right, we're making the sewer utility whole by paying it back.
Okay, so none of that increase is going towards out of the sewer. It's going to pay the sewer bill, and it's not going to pay salaries.
That's correct. As part of our budget review, they're effective, now. No more employee salaries are being paid from sewer.
No, we were last year, though.
That's right? Correct.
How much of the salaries went out last year?
$70,000 in total.
And those employees, were they working on sewer?
They were doing both. One of them was a full-time employee, did mostly sewer work, and the others, oversight, as far as collection and oversight. Anyone that had supervisory authority over something that had dealt with the sewer had a little percentage billed to the sewer. We're not doing that anymore, because now we're noticing that the employees are doing more on the current side than the sewer side, so you can't justify doing that anymore.
So who's doing the sewer billing and the overseeing of this?
The tax collector's office is still doing the sewer collection and sewer billing. Well, so, let me clarify it. Sewer billing is still being done outsourced. We're in the process of bringing it in-house.
Before that outsourcing, is that a full contract where they actually are performing certain services and repairs?
Well, the billing part is different from the operational part of the sewer utility. It happens to be the same company, Veolia Water. They do all our maintenance and operations of our sewer plant, our sewer pump station. They also provide sewer billing services, which means each month they send out all the sewer bills, they collect it all, they send us the revenue. We're bringing it in-house to do two things. One, it'll allow us to get the funds faster into our accounts. Two, we'll realize about a $5,000 a month savings by bringing it in-house.
So they're responsible right now for maintenance and billing?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, operations, maintenance, and billing. Because they also operate the plant,
so
too.
So that's not part of the budget either, the sewer budget?
No, absolutely it is.
It is?
Absolutely.
So we're paying for them to do that, but it's contracted?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's
so
correct.
It wasn't part of the whole package?
So. I'm not sure.
In other words, that wasn't part of the contract when we originally hired them, that they were
the billing.
Oh yeah, that they've always handled our billing.
And we've always and the maintenance.
Absolutely.
Is that one item number, Rich, or is it separate? That's what he's asking, basically.
Oh, you mean in the sewer budget?
Right.
Oh no. In the sewer budget. No, absolutely. In the sewer budget, you have operations. Obviously, there's your generic operation. As part of the billing, that's considered operations for billing purposes. Veolia Water sends us a bill each month. Here's our bill for our service fee for maintenance and operations. Here's our bill for our billing fee. So we get a breakdown, and that's how it gets paid. But it gets charged. It's all encompassing of the sewer operations.
Mr. Duell, but you were basically asking if it was two separate contracts, right?
I was asking if we had contracted with them, paid them for it, and now also paying them again for it, basically.
It's always been one contract, all-encompassing contract that they bill us for each month, broken down.
Right, and I was just trying to get clarity about what was coming out of that, and if we follow that practice, that seems to be in vogue.
The sewer budget, if you go and look at the introduced budget on our website, it actually has very few line items. It pretty much has some statutory expenditures. It has debt service. It has operational. It has very few actual line items in the sewer budget, because it's contracted out. That's why. Because it's all contractual amounts. So we don't need to say, okay, it's X amount for office supplies, X amount for whatever. It's all contracted set amounts. The only thing that fluctuates is the utility costs.
Mr. McGuire, you had a question?
I did. When I first took my building up to sewer, I had to bring in 12 months of water bill. They had to calculate my EDU. And they charged 1.5 because of the building. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think that was fair because I only have 1.5 bathrooms upstairs in the kitchen. The downstairs has 1 bathroom. And they based that 1.5 EDU calculation on my water usage, which doubled from April to August. I lost water. If kind of correlating off Mr. Sloan's question, if a resident was to install a sewer meter, and I've seen them for around $500 or $600,
right,
would that be a prudent point to look for? I want to cut mine from 1.5 to 1. I don't think I should charge a half the EDU for 1 bathroom.
I have to check the statute required, but my recollection of the ordinance, I should say the ordinance, is that for commercial operations, they're obviously different from EDUs, which is based on a residential type of thing.
Okay.
But my recollection is, under the ordinance, if a commercial property owner has evidence that suggests that their sewer assessment amount, their EDU assessed to them, is incorrect, they can present evidence, because it's not exactly scientific, because it's not based on a meter reading or something along those lines.
Well, I can show that it was actually double. I
doubled
my water going.
Now, traditionally in a sewer operation, usually the sewer meters are owned and maintained by the company, so that there's uniformity and there's, you know, everybody's treated the same in terms of how it's operated. But if you were able to show, I think, well, we're talking here, I'll go see if I can pull out the section with the ordinance.
Put that expense on and come back, if we could do a 12-month analysis, say on my discharge, and I could show that I should be charged 1 EDU instead of 1.5, is that a valid point?
But let me suggest this. Before you spend the money on a meter, you probably ought to find out the type of meter and then submit it to the borough sewer engineer. Sewer meters, because they're very low flow, are notoriously inaccurate. At least that's what the engineers tell us, okay? Because they don't have the volume going through, and they're not like a water system which is pressurized.
Right.
So what would make sense, before you spend the money on that, find out the make, find out the model, submit it to the manager so he can submit it to the engineer to get the engineer's input. Because ultimately, I assume what the manager will do, if you came in with that data, he's going to turn it over to the engineer, and it wouldn't make sense to go too far out on a limb financially and then find out later on that, the engineer says, this isn't the right way to do it. So I'll check the ordinance.
Yeah, that's all provided the ordinance allows.
Yep.
Hey, Dick, 70-34.
Okay.
Industrial and commercial permit fees.
Well, Mr. McGuire, your home is a combination home, right? Residence and business?
No.
Or you're, no?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on to our resolutions. Let's see, we probably could do 75, 76, 77, and 78 all together.
I'll move those resolutions.
Second.
Keep an eye on this. Okay, is there any discussion on any of these resolutions? Hearing none, may I have a roll call, please?
Yes.
Valentine.
Yes.
Reba.
Yes.
Miami.
Yes.
Yes.
Boyle.
Yep.
Yes.
We have resolution 80-2010 for the 2009 recycling tonnage grant.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on this one? Let's have a roll call on this one, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Levo?
Yes.
Algo?
Yes.
Theoni?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Mr. Mayor?
Sir.
Let me just, this question came up in conversation that if we happen to do our own collection of garbage, would we still get the recycling tonnage grant? Would we still be able to?
As long as our recycling met its quotas.
Yes, we would. If it was brought in, the only requirement to be involved in a recycling tonnage grant is to have a recycling program in place, which we do. It happens to be utilized by a third party. Okay. Whether it's done in-house or out, we're still eligible.
But if we went private, we wouldn't?
No, because we have an ordinance in place that dictates the recycling requirements. So yes, okay, we still would be eligible.
Okay, we have resolution 82-2010, appointing Andrew Turner to the planning board. I've spoken with Mr. Turner. He is available on Monday evening to attend planning board meetings.
Move resolution 82-2010.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion?
I do, Mayor, please, thanks. We don't have our counselor here, so, you know, is this appropriate to talk about an appointment?
I did ask the question of whether a federal employee could be appointed.
Okay.
And he said he didn't see any reason why he shouldn't, why he couldn't be from our end. He was unaware, though, if there would be any requirements from the federal end that might disqualify him or anything like that.
So we should wait till we get that answered.
We could do a conditional appointment, right?
You want to table this until the barrister comes back?
Sure.
Sounds good.
Okay. That will take us to 83-2010, drafting an interlocal service agreement for records management with the County of Warren.
I'll move 83-2010.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on this?
I have a couple questions.
Sure.
How much are the costs, like, associated with being in this?
We don't know. There are, well, let me rephrase that. There are no costs. It's entirely free for us to join and use the county server to electronically store all of our records. The only cost that we can see is that in the future, if we run out of server space, the other municipalities and the County of Warren would share the cost in purchasing a new server. However, that's very far down the road, and that would be outlined in the interlocal service agreement, which will be drafted when we adopt the resolution.
So this is just adopting the resolution, and then we'll actually, that was my next question, see what the shared service
that's
agreement,
right.
And then that would be approved?
Two other municipalities in the County of Warren who are participating. It's Mansfield County and Independence, along with the borough.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm thinking down the road, like
right.
what would it cost us to replace the server, or, I mean, I know now
right
it's
now
free.
We have a 100-gig server with another one that off the top of my head, I can't remember the size, but it's more than enough to store
quite a bit
for quite a long time.
Okay.
And storage is not really an issue to add. You know, that can be done for less than $1,000 to double the capacity for storage.
Depending on the server.
Okay.
Assuming a storage area network.
I just wasn't sure if we should have, like, a not-to-exceed amount, or, but, okay.
If you want me to store that when we do the agreement, I certainly can. I can get the prices.
Okay.
And bring it back when we talk about it.
All right, thanks.
Any other discussion on this resolution? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Mr. Cushing, if I may distract you for a moment.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Boyle again brought up the question about Mr. Turner to the planning board and that there should be no issues on our end, but the issues on a federal end.
Right. As I understand it, Andy works for the federal government, right? That's the issue?
Correct.
Well, Mr. Turner had mentioned that to me, that he worked for the federal government.
Okay.
I don't know, I have any proof of that, but
right.
You said
I don't think that's an issue. He's coming in as a Class 4 citizen member of the board, as I understand it. I don't think there's anything in the statute that says anybody who works for the federal government can't be a member of the planning board. You know, whether it ever creates a conflict, it's unlikely, but I don't think there's any prohibition on him serving.
And anything from the federal side that you can...
I don't think so, but I think he needs to check with his people, you know, with his boss or... You know, internally. That's not our call. That's his call and his employer's call.
Does that answer your questions, Councilman?
No.
Do you have more you'd like to ask?
Can I? Is there more I can do for you?
No.
Okay. Well, we have a motion on this one. Let's have a roll call on this one, please.
Howell?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Weaver?
Yes.
Naomi?
Yes.
Boyle?
No.
Hagan?
At the risk of being attacked on the internet, no.
McDonald?
Yes. Okay, resolution 84-2010.
Move resolution 84-2010.
Second.
just so everybody knows, the manager pointed out there's a typo on the...
Warren Street.
Agenda, it's Warren Street, not Warren Street.
It's not.
No?
No, it's not a typo. Warren
Whoops.
Is his last name. It's Warren Street
opening. No. Oh, so it is correct.
I want that. Sorry.
Okay, never mind. Okay, is there any discussion on this?
It shouldn't be capitalized.
Roll call, please.
Aldo?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
Peone?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
All right. Moves us on to our vouchers.
Make a motion we pay our bills.
Second. Okay, is there, do you have some corrections you wanted to mention on some of the vouchers?
If I may, page 5, there's a typo, third purchase order up in the buyer is supposed to say general legal, not general engineer. Everything else is correct. That was corrected after the bill list was printed.
Is there any discussion on any of the vouchers?
Sure.
At the risk of being ridiculed on the internet, please be, go ahead.
Well, thank you for that comment, Mr. Mayor. Thank you. Listen, I have a question. I'll get to it here. I have it written down. On page 14 is the big one, but on page 13 we have recreation stuff being purchased through legal advertising again, and that's been my pet peeve for the last year.
Correct. If you look at the account number and the purchase order, that's a bill that was
I understand
that. Order from last year. We can't change what was done last year.
But I thought we were changing that.
Correct. Again, that's a 2009 PO with a 2009 account. 2010 is corrected.
All right. Now, this is the big one. With all this conversation going on here with the sewer plant and the sewer billing and all that other stuff, I just have a question.
What page? I'm sorry.
Page 14. Three items up from the bottom of the page.
Okay.
It says there that we're paying a full-time salary from the sewer account.
That's correct. Like I said, once the budget's adopted, that's been done. As part of the introduced budget, we pulled all of that out of there. Once the final budget is adopted by council, that will no longer occur. I can't do that until the budget's adopted.
But we had a temporary budget for the sewer plant.
Correct.
And we had a temporary budget, too, for the municipal side.
But remember, the temporary budget was adopted in January, reorg, prior to the introduced budget.
Okay.
The introduced budget reflects this.
So is that why we're paying pension and Social Security out of the sewer account?
That's correct. Once that 70, I think it's 78,000 or 75,000 we were talking about earlier, once the budget's adopted, that's pulled out of sewer in its entirety.
Why are we doing this?
Why are we doing this?
Why don't we just put it where it belongs?
Well, there's nothing improper about where it is. As an employee's role changes, if they do less sewer work, you're permitted to reduce or totally pull out, or if they do more sewer work, you're entitled to offset it legally.
But we're going to take money from the sewer to repay this back to our general fund.
We're going to take money from the sewer. No, the other way around.
General fund.
The other way around.
Sewer.
The other way around. Right now,
that's not how it's working.
No. Right now, the employees in the introduced budget are still part of their salary is paid in sewer.
From the sewer account.
Correct.
Right.
Once the budget's adopted, that will no longer happen. Our recommendation, and Natasha's recommendation, the CFO's recommendation, we looked at it, we analyzed it. Due to the employee's involvement, how it's more than just sewer now, we're pulling everyone out of that.
All right.
So when the budget's adopted, there'll be no more sewer payroll.
But why are we keep doing that? Why do we keep doing that before the budget's introduced?
Because I can't change it. The way the introduced budget is, there's not enough money in the approved, introduced, and temporary budget to account for that 75 back in current. Once council approves the final budget and all the numbers are set in current and sewer, everything will align itself.
Once we pay it back?
Yes.
Okay, I was asking.
Rich, I'd just like to ask a question on that one, too.
Sure.
It itemizes as sewer full-time.
Yes.
So that leads me to believe that person works at the sewer plant full-time?
No, that person is in the tax office and dedicated full-time to sewer billing and sewer utility work.
Okay, thank you.
And why is
No, go ahead.
Any other questions or comments on the vouchers?
Oh, I do. Real quick. First page, security monitoring. What are we monitoring?
That is our fire alarm and the panic button on the judge's bench.
Okay. Page 3, general bond principle. What was bonded?
Where?
Page 3, top, general bond principle.
2001 general bond. That's a principal payment on a bond from 2001. If you see, it says 3/25/2010, the date.
Right.
It says 2001 general bond principal. That's a payment from a 2001 bond.
Okay. A question on the library. It says Children's Plus, Inc. We got some new books in.
Yes.
Are we recycling the old books? I mean, are they running out of space by now?
Many of the books that they have that are no longer being utilized, they sell either just outside the library there or the festival in the borough. They will have a number of them there. That may not be all of them.
Very good. Now, I know Councilman Housel had asked the same question where it says detective laptop. Now, that laptop is in-house here at the Borough of Washington.
That's correct. It was approved for purchase well before the merger on the contingency that after the merger went through, we maintain the laptop. We keep it. It's being used in-house by a staff member now.
Okay. So this was just purchased in the month of March?
No, it was being paid in the month of March.
Being paid in the month.
Getting signatures. We're waiting.
So you just got it now?
Yes.
Okay.
Signatures were just received.
My last question... on page 6, the International Salt Company.
Mm-hmm.
Just out of curiosity, I see different prices for different tonnages of salt. There's road salt, salt, and road salt. Why the difference in prices per ton?
Road salt,
under the description.
Well, no. The difference isn't difference in prices per ton. It's a difference in tons purchased.
So that
19.79 of tons were purchased.
I thought that was price per ton.
That's the number of tons that were delivered.
Were we over budget this year on salt?
We're getting the final numbers in now. Knock on wood, I think due to the fact that we created that snow trust account last year, we're okay.
Thank you for your time, Mayor.
Mr. Dahlberg, again, I don't want to belabor the point. That $75,000 that was going to an employee to do the sewer billing at this point right now, we have a $75,000 less work to be done on the sewer, or is that just going to that Veolia facility?
The operational costs for Veolia are set, X dollars per year, whatever that is. We're allowed statutorily to allow borough staff who do sewer work to have part of their salary offset by the sewer utility if they're doing sewer utility work. In this instance, the tax collection office.
Right.
They receive sewer payments. They can receive them here. They process sewer payments when they're received. Things like that.
Right.
Now most people still mail them to Veolia Water, which is fine. They have that option, and they have a Pennsylvania mailing address. But for people who come in, we still administer and review all of our sewer bills before they go out to ensure it's correct. Now, with technology changing, where you need less time for that review, we can no longer justify offsetting their salary by the sewer utility. I mean, and that's the shift.
Has their salary paid in terms of the municipality and their work for the municipality changed, or is it still paying
no,
less?
Same salary. It's just a question of which is it, as an example. Say it's 50 current side, 50 sewer. Now it's 100% current because the volume of work that they do with the sewer is no longer. We can no longer justify offsetting their budget, offsetting their salary with the sewer utility funds because the volume of work that they've done has shifted as it relates to the sewer.
Thank you.
Mr. Presser?
Quick question. So that one person, was it one person?
No, there's one. Two, three, four. One full-time, three.
So it was just a cost. It wasn't one person.
No, not at all. That's the total aggregate number for salaries offset by the sewer utility. It was four people total. One full-time, one person gets their full salary, and the other three get a portion.
Thank you.
Ma'am?
Is there anybody in this room that is part of the website council or committee, whatever, or would I be better off coming in and talking to somebody?
Mr.
Cioni, myself, and Mrs. Gleba are on the website committee. Our contact information is on the website if you'd like to speak with us individually, or if you want to speak with us after the meeting, that would be fine. Any other comments? Have a roll call on vouchers, please.
Cioni.
Yes.
Hagan.
With the exception of anything to do with the fire department, yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Gleba? Yes, with the exception of the
Miller
Consulting
Engineering.
And
Howell?
Yes.
Okay. Valentine, you have a recap for us? Anything on your list there?
I'll prepare the resolution for the sewer refund for Mrs. Samanji, effective for the May billing on. I will respond to Ms. Rakowski's questions that she provided tonight. Ordinance 5-2010, which is introduced tonight for the public hearing, will be amended to a minimum and max of $10 to $60. Mr. Housel mentioned that he's requested a proclamation for Older Americans Month be placed on the upcoming agenda. And actually, that's all I have for now.
Meeting for the sewer, then on that committee, and obviously you're still extending invitations to citizens to attend those.
Oh.
It will be Thursday at 6?
Thursday at 6 p.m. here in the conference room.
You're in the conference room. Mr. Housel, with GTW Garage, Thursday, what time? Did I understand? Oh.
No, well, that means it's going to be a pre-construction meeting.
Oh.
Open to the public?
That's just myself, the engineers, and the bonding company.
Okay. Can we go public?
That's not a public meeting, though. It's an internal meeting.
Everyone else has a specific date. Are we going to get a specific date? We have quite a few people here that are interested.
What? Specific date for what?
Your committee meeting for the DPW.
We're not, there's really no reason to have one at this point. The construction's going to start, and until we have more of a...
Let me suggest...
Go ahead.
What might make sense, that, again, depending on what council wants to do, but it's going to be in an executive session tonight, and it may be that council wishes, again, it's up to council how they want to handle it, maybe they want to give a little update to any members of the public who wanted to hang around until after the executive session.
Yeah, that's good.
And give an update at that time. I would just, there was a thing on here for the committee, and... DPW Chair, Deputy Mayor Housel, for local people to get involved in the committee. So is there a committee on this, Terry? What's going on?
Yes, there is, but up till this point, there really hasn't been a reason to have a meeting because we've been in negotiations with the bonding company.
That's fine, but...
There's been nothing to discuss publicly.
Well, I think Joe is asking, is it a committee that's open to have membership by members of the public? I think
sure.
Was that your question, Joe?
Yeah, everyone else has like a Tuesday night.
Right.
I'm just wondering if we could get like a night.
The outcome of tonight's executive session and Thursday's internal meeting will dictate the answer to that question.
Okay, can I give you a call, Rich, and you'll let me know?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Good. I just don't want to misspeak until the outcome.
No problem. Council remarks. Councilman Housel.
Nothing.
Councilman Cioni.
Nothing.
Councilman Valentine.
We have one on the way up here. One of the people on my block approached me. There's something about they're looking to purchase a strip of land and haven't heard anything back on that. And I was just wondering if there's any way I can be expedited.
One of that excess properties?
Yeah. I mean, we're looking to buy, trying to sell properties here because we're running.
I would say get with the manager on that.
Okay.
See what's going on.
Question.
He has a neighbor, there's some excess property that the borough is looking to sell, land. We're looking to sell it to contiguous landowners. One of his neighbors, I guess, has been offered that land, and he was just looking to expedite it.
I don't
want to
speak in here, actually, all of them here at the concerned citizens, and I think a lot of them, you can see how upset they're getting just over the $7 on the sewer bill. And with all the press, lately about council, that the taxes in this town may go up 20 to 30% with the way the budget sits right now. This, I think, I want to hear it, is with the way things were spent in the past, and now our debt is coming due, it's almost equivalent to a family that bought a house they can't afford, a couple cars they can't afford,
okay.
and TV, furniture, all on credit cards, and now the credit card is coming due. Your solution to all this debt that we're going to have to pay is going to be raising taxes. At what point do you throw the towel in? I mean, if you raise taxes 20% to 30%, a lot of these people are going to lose their house. We're bankrupt. So at what point does the town say we're bankrupt? Or is that a viable option?
If the town goes bankrupt, we would be taken over by the state of New Jersey.
Which, you know,
okay.
might not be a bad thing. I mean,
well, well you see the state that the state of New Jersey's in.
Well, I'm looking at the Council of Washington
yeah.
Borough, where we
yeah.
are. I mean, that, it's
yeah.
not, you know, you're using the state as a bad example, but your track record here is not the best. If, you know, that's a bad analogy if you're going to compare yourself to the state.
Well, no, I'm just saying. What I'm saying is, I'm not saying that we've done a real good job, but neither has the state. And I'm just what I'm doing is I'm trying to explain the consequences to you of us going bankrupt and
okay.
you know what
I
that
don't
would
agree
be.
To anybody, but I'm
yeah, and
at what point?
I don't.
I'm
not taking it that way.
People,
I just like the opportunity to
okay.
to finish what I'm saying here.
You have to throw the towel in and say we.
You know, we haven't taken on any new debt
okay.
at all. We are looking at refinancing the debt that we have so that we can lower our payments. We'll stretch it out longer, and we'll probably pay more in the long run, but it will lower the debt that we have now. Now there are. The laws, as I understand it, that govern municipal bonding like that versus corporate bonding are completely different. You know, corporate, they can, you know, I'll use your business as an example. If you wanted to go out and refinance something for your business, all you have to do is go and find a bank that's willing to do it for you. There are certain criteria that the borough of Washington has to meet. And, you know, Mr. Phelan or our CFO could probably explain that to you much better than I could. If we can't meet that criteria, we can't refinance our debt. You know, so that's part of what it is. You know, we're looking at everything that we know how to do to cut expenses. But, you know, there's...
No, I applaud you for everything
yeah.
you're doing. But I'm just saying, if the taxes go up in this town 20% to 30%, you're going to lose so many citizens. Then next year, you're not going to meet your tax quota, which means you got to raise them again. And it's just, it's a cycle that's going to collapse you.
And I don't disagree with you at all on that.
So I'm just saying...
You know, if I'd be happy to hear any suggestions you have.
Well,
you know,
I'm,
for anything
just,
that,
I'm not suggesting yeah. that we go bankrupt, but I'm saying
yeah.
at what point is that an option?
Right. In my personal opinion, bankruptcy is not an option. I just don't see that as being viable. I can't speak for any other members of council, though, in that regard.
Okay.
Okay. Mrs. Gleba. Oh, I'm sorry.
Rich, you're... To add to your recap, could you put on the footnote that we talked about on the debt schedule?
Oh, on the website, sure.
Yeah. I had requested the year-to-date reports, and I know Rich has been waiting for an answer from council members, so I just wanted to pose the question right now. Does everyone understand the year-to-date reports that I would like put on the website?
I got back to Rich today.
Are we okay to put it on the website?
Sure.
Okay. And then also just, Rich, for next week's budget workshop, not tomorrow, could you send us the budget worksheet for Parks and Recreation? We never got one of those. We got one for every other department that, you know, months ago.
Oh, the 08 versus 09 versus, you mean the...
How much they're
okay.
requesting
really?
Or what their 09 budget was.
Sure, no, I can
you know the worksheet that every department filled out?
Yeah,
we didn't get one. Oh, maybe
no
my packet was missing it. And also their projected revenues, because... I'm going to have a lot of questions
yeah.
next week about them because I don't quite understand how the whole trust thing works and how we budget for them, but we don't get any revenues for
their
them.
Their revenues are addressed in the introduced budget as part of, you know, anticipated revenue coming in.
No, I don't think we have.
We have to. It's in there. I just don't know which line item off the top of my head.
Okay.
But it is in there. But either way, I can email you their requested budget. And
okay. And then just real quick, Vic, I didn't realize garbage was... out there like that, and I don't know if you saw my correspondence today using
yeah.
that as an example with Rich, if you could answer those questions.
I think
then
a lot, I didn't answer because I think a lot of them will be
oh.
answered. So I think
okay.
a lot of those questions will be answered.
All right, thanks.
Councilman Higgins.
Okay. I just remind everybody tomorrow's budget workshop right here. And I have
have a question actually for the manager.
All right.
I've asked this before, and it was poo-pooed, but I'm going to bring it up again to see if your report minus contract negotiations, personnel issues, and any other legal whatever mumbo-jumbo that is done in executive session, mumbo-jumbo, is
legal terms.
Can be made part of the official minutes of the meeting.
My weekly report, the
your
council?
Weekly report.
Well, what I sent to council is considered advisory, consultative, deliberative, so it's not considered a public document in that sense.
Can we make it a public document?
You can if you want.
Okay, I would.
The question is, and again, it is if there are personnel information.
That's what I said. Take everything
redacted,
legal out of
it. It can be redacted so that some of the information that's confidential or privileged or something like that.
My point to this is that I think a lot of questions could be answered. You know what I mean? If it's made part of the minutes of the meeting. If it gets posted to the website, there's a lot of things that can be...
So you mean on a bi-monthly...
Yeah.
The way any other report would come in?
Yeah.
Are you talking about his weekly report, or are you talking about when we get our package, if there's like...
I'm talking about his weekly report.
Okay. Like
minus the personnel issues, the legal issues, and anything that has to do with the executive session. All right, I'd like to make that motion.
Are you basically asking for two separate managers' reports then?
Well, like...
Because that's almost what would have to
be. Well, what would have to happen would be you would get my report every Friday as normal, and the report that you would request be placed on the agenda would be redacted.
Right.
Same report, one's official for council, the redacted one would be the public document.
So what do we decide what gets redacted and what stays in?
Everything of what's considered executive material. Advisory, consultative, deliberative, personnel, contract negotiations, litigations, okay. Things of that nature.
Okay.
Part of the Sunshine Law?
Yes.
Okay.
But
sure.
The same applies, obviously.
Well, we have a motion.
I'll second that for David.
Mr. Dalby, you had a question
there? That might be helpful in the sense that the assistant is trying to understand and actually come alongside help. That's why they find it so upsetting, and I find it so upsetting when we don't have committee meetings for so long that are open supposedly to the public and they're not scheduled so that people can't attend. There are certain people that are very interested in certain topics here. That would be really helpful just as a point of reference to go back in and refer to the minutes so we can understand a little bit more. I think you've got a group of citizens that want to help, and I think those folks may find that helpful.
But all the committee meetings are posted on the website, aren't they?
I haven't posted any senior citizen or...
And they're not held on a regular schedule. They're held as needed, really.
I thought that was...
Okay, well, we have a motion on the floor.
He seconded it.
Yeah. Is there any other discussion on it? Let's have a roll call on that, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Foyle?
Yes.
Weaver?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Yanni?
Yeah.
Alba?
Yes.
Shaw?
I'm going to say no. This is a gut feeling and nothing logical. It's just a gut feeling. I'm going to say no on it. Okay, Councilman Boyle.
Thank you, Mayor. Real quick, Rich, I would like to start like a 5 to 10 year plan for the streets just to get the input from the engineer, unless it's going to be a cost to get that input from the engineer, and we'll just do our own 5 to 10 year plan.
He actually has a list already of the priority list of all the roads.
Okay.
What needs to be replaced. I can have him.
Could you share that?
Priority list.
I appreciate it.
Sure.
Secondly, I want to apologize to the manager because I had asked a question. It's not the question I'm apologizing for. It's just that I asked the question in public, and I was told that should have been done in executive. So I told him, well, then I'll apologize in public, but we'll talk about that question in executive.
That's it, Mr. Boyle.
Thank you, Mayor.
Mr. Boyle and I also spoke about the comment that he has, and you know, I'll apologize to the manager and Mr. Boyle also because I had a conversation with the manager in regards to that, and
I should have let the rest of the council know what the issue was in the conversation that I had, and I did not. Had I done so, that would have headed off Mr. Boyle's questions. The other thing that I have is that on the 8th, Mayor Elbasani and I will be on WRNJ Radio at 10 a.m. on Newsline. We will be talking about shared services, particularly the police merger, pros and cons of that, and anything else that we may be looking forward to. And that's all I have.
What's the date and time, Scott?
It's the 8th, 10 a.m., WRNJ. And that leaves us with Resolution 81-2010 for an executive session. After a five-minute break,
move
the council want to make any comments after the executive session?
So how about we reserve the right to hang around?
Yeah, right. You may hear about it.
That's what he said.
For what purpose?
Pending or anticipated.
I guess we're doing the break.
And matters of employment.
I'll move it.
No. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you.